You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Chris Cody, I cannot tell you how much, okay? I'm leaving here with a giant smile on my face.
Pretty good show.
Because Jimmy Graham and Sam Morrell are looking into our shipping container, and they think suddenly Ben Franklin is the new executive producer.
Neither of them show. Said anything. So.
No, this is what I love. They're both looking in
chair
here.
Chair ages you.
They're both looking in
here. You do bear
here.
A resemblance to a former EP.
How can no one see you and comment?
Where's my schmuckle?
can I get you? I want to try this. I'd like for you to
first?
Do this punishment more to see if at any point anyone comments on you not on the center of our show being an 80-year-old founding father. But
the time of our lives.
The other thing I wanted to get to that, Billy, I don't know where you stand on all this, but this really backfired on David Sampson, because I think my favorite moment of today's show is David Sampson ceasing and desisting, bringing a lot of lawyer talk, and Greg Cody somehow undermining him with a single bidea and just crippling his argument. And it was stunning to watch.
There's nothing you could do after that.
It was stunning to watch. A single bidet of Greg Cody. You've coughed a lot. You owe $15 today.
What?
You owe Jessica $15.
Why?
Yes, because you've coughed into the microphone.
Why do I owe her money?
Sorry.
Because all of the money is going into the fine bucket. The fine bucket was stolen. I then won the fine bucket, and as part of the grid of death punishment, I just said she get all the money here because someone around here stole the rest of the money.
But not forever. Right. I mean, that no, just
until,
ended
until
then.
Until the next person pulls it.
Well, then there's no more money.
I know.
If she gets it all.
I know, and then I will have been
five.
And I will have been the only
well
one
done,
who
Greg.
Suffered.
Yep.
Here you
because
go. Here's five.
I was the only one who was fined. Yes. Ooh. So the I will because someone stole the money, I take the hit for the entire company.
Well, I rule with an iron fist, and that's not the way it works. It's basically as soon as you pull it, you get whatever money's in there, and
Thank
then
you,
it
Billy.
Starts accumulating for the next person to
but
pull.
I like offered on a day you weren't here ruling with an iron fist, I offered because I thought it was wrong that she was getting no money because it had been stolen by a fellow employee.
Who stole it? Sorry.
I don't know.
It's a good question.
I don't know.
Sorry. Do you have cameras around here? Security cameras?
Because someone here stole the fine money, I decided that my future fines and all future fines would go straight to Jessica while I was the one in the owner of the fine bucket. Now I own the fine bucket, and the next person that comes along will start fresh. There will be no money in the fine bucket.
No.
And then we're just repeating the problem.
Right.
But the problem is that someone stole the fine bucket.
Well, that's another problem. Yeah, that's an independent problem. One that we should look into.
Yeah. Look, historically, not the way it goes, but go for it, man.
Bring a polygraph in here.
Chris, I would like for you to do the show again this way tomorrow.
I'd rather we don't do that.
Big Joe Harper. Bring him back.
What was the best one that looked most like you? Because Ben Franklin, there were a number of videos.
Larry David, I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, this Mark Hochman is pretty good.
Time of our lives.
I don't know where this came from. But this is the new executive producer. Look, your new. This could be your new character. New executive producer, Mark Hochman. This could be. And this is the way to do it. Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, time of our lives. Schmuckums?
That's all you got, huh?
It's his Instagram story. Yeah, that's all I have.
I got it. By the way, you said Chris looks like something. It'd be really helpful if you guys send looks like suggestions, because our tournament starts in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, what? My God, I saw this.
It is a leap year, though.
We've got no chance. What?
You have an extra day.
Yeah, I do. It's not 24
hours. Who's in charge of that? That's going to be a rough crew. Are we going to even be able to do this after the Super Bowl?
Well, it was sold, so we're doing it.
I had another idea for the tournament.
What's that?
All-time guests on the show.
Cool. Well,
all right, you're in charge of that.
Well, it was sold.
All right, I mean, we just need to do a tournament.
Yeah, okay.
Of looks like, of 100 jokes that Adam McKay and Mike Schur haven't been able to write ones that are good enough to get in the tournament? You think that's going to be easy to do in 2 weeks, writing comedy?
Chris wants to do favorite guests, I think he just said.
No, I'm just throwing it out there, guys. I'm just saying.
It's a good idea.
We've been doing the same thing for a bunch of years. All-time guests, top seeds, two seeds.
Like, I think this is how you put your imprint. You change it.
Mm-hmm. To the one that's not sold.
But dress like that. All you have to do is dress like that. The thing that we never got to that I'm bumming about that we never got more to is, Chris, we've got a genuine problem with your father. He's got a cease and desist. He's not respecting it, but your father is in litigation now. Right? There's litigation involved in Greg Cody and this conflict with Metal Ark Media.
Hee-haw, three, ba-dap.
That kind of thing.
He landed it.
Exactly. Kind of thing.
You never know.
This
is a new and unimproved Levitar show with the Stugats. Gamble on by DraftKings.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.